When I think of the cross, I think of the insults and the mockery that came from the crowd. I think of a painful 39 lashes and the excruciating pain from a thorn-filled crown. When I think of the cross, I think of brutal suffering and the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus willingly stepped into. You see, the greatest act of love is for the innocent to stand in place for the guilty. And that's exactly what Jesus did when he stood in place for you and me. It's what we call grace. And in a moment of grace, far beyond anything that we could ever comprehend, Jesus took on all our anger, all our anxiety, all our brokenness, all our pain, all our past, every single mistake, all our shame. He took on all the things that we try to carry, but they're just so heavy. But Jesus didn't come just to simply take those things. He came to give us freedom. Because of him, you're no longer lost to your past. Because of him, you're no longer a slave to your shame. Because of him, you're no longer a prisoner to your pain. Because of him, you're no longer bound to your sin. Because of Jesus, we can actually take these things and lay them down at the foot of the cross. See, God's love has liberated us, you and me. Free to forever walk in the light of his amazing grace.
This is another Sunday, another great day in the kingdom. And we could be just about anywhere right now. But to find you in this place, this space that we call worship. Amen. This is a glory to God moment. And we just thank him for all that he is doing. Even when we can't see it, he's working. Glory to God. Praise him to the highest. And thank you for Jesus, that he came, that he brought us back to the garden in principle, to where we once again, through him though, this time, we have dominion. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, who keeps us reminded of all things in heaven and in the earth. Amen. So this morning, we're having a glorious morning, and I want to welcome each and every one of you. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, Father, for all you're doing. Thank you for being in our lives, walking us through all types of things, and showing us, you know, that you are our Father. And we need to show our faith in return for all that you do. Today, I want to open the floor up right now for anyone that has a praise report. Come on, anyone that has something to praise God about that you would like to share it with everyone around you and for us to praise and shout right along with you. Come on.
Yes, I have praise.
Come on.
All right. So I took our truck in to the shop. It was having the coolant leak and some other stuff. So they were supposed to do everything on the warranty. So they ended up calling back and saying they could only do one of the jobs on the warranty. And I said, okay, but that's fine. He said, well, the other job gonna cost about $700. And then he said, well, oh, well, wait, we didn't add the diagnostic. So he added the diagnostic and the price was like $980 something. I said, so y'all want $1,000? So I'm like, oh man. So when I took the call, I happened to had a client in my office at the time that I was working on, and the client said, well, you know, how can I help you? And you know, I didn't say nothing, I just kept on working. And so, you know, he said again, well, you know, how can I help you? And he said, well, I tell you what, man, I'm gonna prepay you that amount that you need so that you can get your vehicle, man. So he prepaid for 5 services, and I was able to pay the bill and get the truck.
Wow.
Amen.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
You don't see that every day. Amen. You don't see that every day. It's just good to hear, you know, when God comes through for someone. You know, a lot of people talk about God coming through and they have this image and, you know, this way they want to see God work. But it's something when you see him move in real time, when you have enough faith to wait on him. And a lot of us don't wait. You know, we don't wait for life to unfold. We turn around and take it in our own hands and make our own moves. And we put band-aids on situations that God could heal the whole thing. But we're capable. Okay, we don't submit very easily. We need to remember that we need to submit to God and let him guide your pathway. I could say path, but I mean pathway. And I want you to understand that. We need to be able to see in the spirit. But submission is a tough thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Because we know for God to unfold his plan, no matter how bleak it looks, no matter how we don't have any solutions in our hands, and we are looking for them. That's how God works. He takes care of his children. Now today, before I get off into the lesson, I want to know, does anyone need prayer this morning? Is there an area in your life that you're challenged and you need group or corporate prayer? Of course, that was the subject of our lesson last week. So if you want to get that lesson, you have to get it on the app. And the app is found in the Google Play Store and also the Apple Store. You can download it by typing in Rick H. Carter Ministries, Inc. And you will see our image come up. Download it. You'll see all of our Bible studies, all of our Sunday services. You'll see all types of sermons or lessons on the site. So you can pull it up and listen to one in real time at any time. That's the blessing of having that app. Amen. So with that said, does anyone need prayer this morning? Well, okay. We are going to move forward. Amen. Our lesson today, we're going to continue on the 12th lesson of the 12 laws of the altar. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to learn more of you. We thank you for the Father, that he's worthy to be praised, that he watches over and keeps his children. And Father, we thank you for Jesus, that he shed his blood for remission of all of our sins, that we may be whole and free, and that we could come to the Father through him, for he is worthy to be praised. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit of promise, who brings us your wisdom, your knowledge, your word, your insight, visions of you in our imaginations or our situations. And we thank him for his gift of life, for he is worthy to be praised. And we pray for all of those that are here today. We pray for their families and their situations. We pray that you bless their seeds. Father, open their spiritual eyes. We invite the Holy Spirit of promise into this meeting and into all of their lives at this moment, right now, real time, to touch their hearts, to open their spiritual eyes, to allow them to see in the Spirit during this lesson, and that the Holy Spirit will show them ways and things that they need to do to change, to move the things around in their heart, in their minds, to see God, to be blessed, and to be free in him. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Use me for your benefit and for your glory this morning, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Now, today's lesson, we're on the 12 laws of the altar. Now, we've been through 11 lessons thus far, and I'll see if I can get those for you. Law number one, the law of divine alignment. Law number two, the law of sacrifice. Law number three, the law of consistency. Number four, the law of authority. Number five, the law of covenant. Number six, the law of faith. Number seven, the law of worship. Number eight, the law of intercession. Nine was the law of thanksgiving. Number 10 was the law of fasting. Number 11 was the law of corporate prayer. Amen. That's letting you know that when we pray together as a group or as a church, that just a few of us can do more than many of us could do by having the mind of Christ coming in agreement together in corporate prayer. Okay, you'll be able to see. All right, and you can find that scripture in Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 8. Now, the law number 12 is the law of revelation. Our reference scripture today is found in James chapter 1 and verse 5. And this is what it reads. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Amen. So now, this is what most of us need to remember. We need to ask God for it. Don't ask your hookup. Don't ask your buddy. Don't follow what grandmama did years ago. Ask God. And the Bible says it will be given to him. Now, our core principle today is revelation is the illumination of the altar. While many people praying view their actions as, you know, sending information to God, but the law of revelation establishes that prayer is primarily about receiving spiritual insights from God. Amen. In other words, the altar is not just a microphone for our request. It is the receivers directed to heaven's frequency. True prayer doesn't change our situation. It also changes our character and our perspective by revealing the mind of Christ into our situation. And in other words, what it's trying to say most of the time, your situation doesn't change. The way you approach it changes, and the things you do changes your situation. Now, there are times where he does come through and change our situation. But most of the time, it's how we view the world and how we respond. Now, our exposition or our explanation is, you rightly identified that the altar is where we receive direction, understanding, and prophetic revelation. But without God's revelation, prayer is often just worry turned into words. Now, the generosity of God is that your text highlights that God gives liberally or generously. God is not hiding answers from us. That's what we're making that clear today. He has hidden them for us. And I hope you got the revelation in that. Because heaven is waiting for you to ask. Now, that changes things when you do that, because it changes from guessing to knowing about what to do when you don't know what to do. Now, we often make decisions based upon human logic. Then we ask God to bless it. The law of revelation reverses this. We go to the scripture first and get the blueprint so that we can build accordingly to the way God sets the commandments up to teach us what to say and when to pray. In other words, we have to go to the commandments to find out how to pray to God. How do you communicate with God? There is a system or a way to communicate with God. Now, the end of the conclusion, the word says, lack of wisdom causes us to stumble in our faith. James 1 and 8 mentions that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So seeking God's word first with understanding is the cure for confusion. Now, when we secure a word from God in our secret place, where is that? At our altar, our place where we transfer our business to God. Amen. When we secure a word from God in our secret place, we can walk in faith and confidence in the public arena. Because some of us walk very timidly because you don't know if God coming through, or you don't know if it's going to happen for you. And this is not the way to look at it, because heaven is waiting for you to ask. Amen. Now, our theological insight is, to cap off this series, we look at the Greek concept of unveiling and a prophetic invitation that is found in Jeremiah. The Greek word is apokalypsis. This is a Greek word for revelation. Amen. And this is how it's broken down. The apo means away, and the kalypsis means a veil or a cover. And when you put them together, it literally means to take the cover off. At the altar, The Holy Spirit removes the veil of our natural understanding to show us the spiritual reality. Now, if we truly submit to God, and this is a huge word, and it's a tough word for many people, if we truly submit, we can see our problems, internal and external, and God's power through revelation, because in true revelations, we can see life as it truly is in real time. Why? Because most of the time we see the picture that is being painted all around us through the media, through others who have been sold these lies that they believe in, and they spread them. And there are many other avenues created to further the world's systematic deception. But as believers, who are we supposed to follow? That's a question for you to answer. The invitation in Jeremiah 33:3 says, while James 1 tells us to ask for wisdom, Jeremiah 33:3 gives us the scope of that wisdom. It says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Now, the Hebrew word for unsearchable or mighty in some translation refers to fortified or inaccessible things. In other words, this is what it's trying to tell you. The altar gives God's children security clearance. It grants access to information, strategies, and solutions that are fortified and hidden from the rest of the world. You see, the Spirit of Truth in John 16:13, Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would guide you into all truth and tell you things to come. Now, how do you get the Holy Spirit? You invite him in. And next, you submit. And that's the trouble that many people have, because they're used to being in total control of their lives. And you know, we've been told, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. And you know, you got to be grown up and be in control of everything and take care of your business and all of these other, you know, sayings and doings. But one of the main things, in order for you to really get the revelation from the Holy Spirit, you have to go into this mode of submission. And the more and the truer that you submit, the more revelations you can receive. Okay, the altar is a place of navigation. The law of revelation turns prayer closets into war rooms. Now, a lot of people don't understand what that means. But what a war room is, and they have a movie about this very same thing, is a lot of people consider their prayer closet or someplace private that they've considered their place of worship. That is considered an altar. That is your altar. That is where you go to, you know, to greet God and to talk to God and to worship God. And then talk to him about the things that are going on in your life, but it's also a great place of submission, because you submit to your Father through the Son. And the Holy Spirit shows us upcoming traps of the enemy and into the pathway of safety. But you get that through submission, and it comes through revelation, flowing through the Holy Spirit, our comforter. Habakkuk's posture in Habakkuk 2:1. The prophet said, I will stand at my watch and look to see what he will say to me. Not your grandmother, not somebody else. He's talking about you. And don't say little old you. I will say the big you, because God says that we are more than conquerors. Amen. Now, the scripture implies that prayer involves listening. The law of revelation requires us to pause after we speak, quieting our souls to hear the still and small voice of revelation. And why do I say small voice? Because God's voice is not audible like you and I are talking right now. And it sounds like you talking to you on the inside. But you have to be submitted to be able to hear it. Be humble in the spirit that you may hear him. Now, conclusion, in other words, the fire falls on the prepared altar. Ooh, that's a lot he just said right then. I'm going to read it again. The fire falls on the prepared altar. Do you feel what they're trying to say? What was trying to come across in this room? Can you feel it in the spirit? Prepared altar. Our closing thoughts on this journey that we're on is we have walked together through the 12 laws of the altar. We began with the foundation of understanding that prayer must be a priority, and we have ascended to this place where prayer becomes a divine place of revelation. The laws are not merely religious regulations or a checklist to earn God's favor. They are spiritual principles designed to govern our interaction with the divine. Just as physical laws like gravity govern the natural world, these are spiritual laws that govern the realm of the spirit. Amen. When we align with them, we stop fighting against the wind that's blowing, and we start soaring right along with it in the same direction. Now, the change or the charge here, remember, the altar is not just a place where we visit God. It is a place where we are altered by God. We don't pray just to get things. We pray to know him. We don't pray just to change our circumstances. We pray to change ourselves. The answer is not in what everyone else is doing around you. The answer lies in what are you doing? What are your actions? What are your interpretations of this and that? And the next question is, what was your response? Or better yet, what is your response? They all determine what course you take, what you do through our human eyes. But in the Old Testament, the priest's job was to build and lay the sacrifices in order on the altar. Now, he could not manufacture fire. Only God can send the fire. But the fire never fell on an empty or broken altar, which means that your prayers should never end. You should pray without ceasing and pray about all things. You say, well, oh, this is too small for God, and I've been doing it this way for years. Well, something may be coming your way. Something may be about to happen. Change may be about to happen. You have no idea. But when you pray, God's revelation will open your spiritual eyes that you may send it to your human eyes to respond in a spiritual way. Respond what God is placing on the inside of you. Now, today, your responsibility is to apply these laws that we've done, all 12 of them. Build the altar. Prioritize some time. Hallowed be thy name. Pray the word. Walk in forgiveness. Stay faithful. Stay grounded. Stay rooted in the word. Don't let go. Don't lose heart. God will answer by fire. That's his word. Because if you build the altar faithfully, his word will not return back void. Now, our benediction today is, may you go from this place, not just as a believer who believes in prayer, but as also an intercessor who practices the law of prayer. May your altar never lack wood. May your fire never go out. And may the revelation of heaven guide you every step of the way. The scripture for the road today is, the fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must go out. You must pray continually. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire. So you arrange your blessings to God. You see, we have sacrifices, but our sacrifices is the things that we give up. The things we give to God, or we give up for God. That's your sacrifice now. You don't have to take animals to the altar anymore. You take the things that you give up to God. You also take praise to him. Praise the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. These are all a part of it. Before you begin to ask for what you need, praise him. Don't just go in there and the first thing you do, Lord, I need this, I need that. Oh, this happened, that happened. This. You haven't paused for one. If you need to write them down, but go through each item separately when you pray. And as you go through those items, make sure that as you ask, you be quiet and listen for your revelation. And ask the next question and listen for your revelation. And sometimes you have to ask for the next thing, but most of the time you take one step at a time on each of these things that you're asking him to cure for you. Pay attention. God is with you. And I, you know, when I say cure for you, the thought came across my head saying, you know, a lot of people expect God to wipe it clean for them with one prayer. But it took you 5 steps to get where you got. But you want him to wipe it out with one step. Okay, tell me what step that is so I can move on. It may take you 5 steps to get out of it. It's something that you got yourself in. And we have to always remember that God's revelation is not a band-aid. It is not one thing. It is not that he comes, you know, and just gives you a quick answer or a band-aid like most people do when they are not patient with God and they feel like, oh, well, he ain't coming. I'm going to take care of it. I know how to do it. And you go out there and do it for yourself, you know. And you may come to a good outcome, but a lot of times these are only band-aids to a real problem that needs healing or surgery. Follow him. Stay with him all day, every day. Let us pray. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you. And I pray that each person right now raise their hands to heaven as we pray. And we thank you, Father, for all you're doing today. For the grace, the love, and the mercy that you show each and every one of us. I pray, Father, that they have eyes to see and ears to hear your love, your grace, your mercy, and that they're patient, not with you, God, but with their own situations. That they wait upon the Lord to guide them. And many times he's already answered, but we can't see it because we're looking for it to come in an earthly way. Something that they saw on TV, Lord. But we pray that they come all the way in and hear the Spirit and know that there are two systems of life out there. The world has a system and God has a system. And we pray that they follow you, Father. No matter how outdated they think that the word is, it works. And we pray that revelation knowledge come on the scene and continue to reveal things to them as they pray and submit. And I pray that they heard your voice today through this message and that it moved them to change things around in their heart so that they may see God. Thank you for your revelation knowledge today. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray today. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So listen, I hope you enjoyed the lesson. I hope it gave you what you needed today, because the enemy is coming. And the Bible tells us he'll be here as long as you're here. He'll be around as long as you're around. So stay focused. Stay grounded and rooted in the word, because the evil is not going to stop coming. And you need a savior. Amen. Now today, we're working on several projects. And we need for you all to keep giving, those that are giving. And those that have not given, give. Be a part of this ministry. Just don't take all the information and the revelation knowledge that we have to give you. Give. The scripture says, give and it shall be given unto you. And if you believe that, if you have faith, if you trust God, then you will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.